The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's now time for Barracuda Bonus, an in-depth recap of tonight's game.
Barracuda lose a rare game in which they held a lead entering the third period as they fall tonight by a final score of 3-2 at the hands of the Texas Stars. And with the loss, the Barracuda end their four-game homestand with their first blemish on it. They had won three in a row during this homestand and five in a row overall on home ice. But they fall tonight by a final score of 3-2 at the hands of the Texas Stars. Their first loss against the Stars in three head-to-head matchups so far this year. With the defeat, San Jose drops down to 38-19, 2-2 on the year. They stay put at 80 points, so no ground gained in the Pacific Division. Stars back in the win column. They are now 32-25, 3-1, and they are up to 38 points. Both teams came into tonight sitting in their respective divisions at the third spot. Let's recap this one. The Texas Stars got things started in the first period, opening up the scoring at 10-26 as Jack Becker beat goaltender Laurent Brossoit under the glove hand for his 13th of the year at 10-26 to give Texas a first period lead. Side for Cole Lind, he will hoist the puck to center. Scooped up over the line. Quick shot by Becker, he shoots and scores. It beats Laurent Brossoit under the glove hand, and the Texas Stars open up the scoring at the 10-26 mark of period number one. That didn't last long, though. Just 18 seconds later, the Barracuda would tie the score up. They would draw a penalty 10 seconds after that goal from Becker. Becker's 13th of the year from Cole Lind and Michael Caro. But 10 seconds later, the Barracuda would go on to their first power play of the game. And 8 seconds into the advantage, they would tie it up. Colin White parked in front. Shot from Oliver Wahlstrom would go off of him and in. And for Colin White, he continues to light it up. Points now in 5 straight games for White. 10 points during that stretch. His 14th of the season. Wahlstrom gets the primary assist, and Luca Cagnoni picks up the secondary assist. And just 18 seconds after Texas had scored first, the Barracuda found a way to tie it up. Power play goals in 5 straight games, 35% during that stretch. Texas 28th in the league on the penalty kill. Off the draw, the Barracuda control. Cagnoni gets for Wahlstrom. Shoots, and it's tipped through. They score! Just 8 seconds into the power play. And Colin White, he's going to be the goal scorer. Colin White parked in front, goes off of him, past Poirier, and we were all tied up at 1-1 in the first period. That was the only scoring in the first. Shots were 16-15 in favor of the Stars. Stars did draw a couple of power plays, 3 to be exact in the first, but were unsuccessful on all 3 of those opportunities, so we would go into the intermission all tied at 1-1. It would take all the way until the 19:35 mark to get a tying goal-changing goal. A tie-breaking goal, I guess, if you will. And it came late, unassisted. Igor Afanasyev, they did add an assist late now to Jimmy Huntington. So it is Afanasyev from Huntington. His 13th of the year, 1935. A late marker for the Barracuda would give San Jose its first lead late in the second at 2-1. As we're in the middle frame here at TechCU Arena in San Jose, it's the Barracuda and the Texas Stars. Third meeting on the 4-game season series that'll close up here in San Jose next Tuesday. There's a shot from Afanasyev. He scores! It got stripped away and fired home. Out of thin air, Igor Afanasyev and Remy Poirier couldn't get set as it got wired past him. So a late goal for the Barracuda. Those late goals in periods always seem to carry a little bit more weight. And the Barracuda had a 2-1 lead entering the third period. But give the Stars credit. Throughout the game, physical on both ends, not a ton of space, not a ton of opportunities. Both goaltenders playing really, really well. But in the third, kind of an innocent play, an icing against the Barracuda, leads to a defensive zone draw for San Jose. Stars win the draw up top, and an unlikely goal scorer would tie things up as Luke Chris would snap a 14-game goalless drought. A pretty innocent shot, but it went through some traffic, and Bressois has never picked it up through his five-hole, and we were all tied up at 2-2. Time of the goal for Chris is fifth at 10-12 from Trey Taylor and Jack Becker, and we were all level at two aside. Faceoff one up high to the point by the Stars. Shot from distance. They score. Luke Chris from the midpoint along the ice. And Bressois just never picked it up, and it beats him through the five-hole. Chris has his first goal in his last 14 games. First since February the 13th. Yeah, just a shot to the net. Never picked up. It was along the ice, and Bressois dropped into the butterfly, but it went through the five hole. So we were all tied up at 2-2. Unfortunately, the Barracuda, one of their big bugaboos tonight, and it didn't come back to hurt them, was their continuation to go to the box. Six minor penalties leading to six power play chances for the Stars. They go 0-for-6, but their final chance ends up leading to the game-winning goal. Because the puck had not left San Jose's zone when the power play had expired. We had gotten back to full strength. But the Stars were able to sort a puck out behind San Jose's net. Cole Lynn got a bit forgotten about as he drifted to about 3 feet off the blue paint. Puck came to him, and he put it upstairs past Bressois to give the Texas Stars a lead back in what would turn out to be the game winner. Hannes trying to center for Becker. He tucked it over the net. Now the puck on the apron of the cage here. 3:36 left in the third. Power play is over. So the Barracuda are 6-for-6 on the kill. In front they score. It got popped in front for Cole Lind. And the Cuda killer gives Texas a lead with 3:28 left in the third. The power play had expired, but the puck was still deep in the Barracuda zone. And Cole Lind has it pop out to him, and he chips it past an unsuspecting Bressois to give the Stars back their lead. Nobody picked up 17. He was wide open in front. Barracuda got caught puck watching a little bit on that goal, and Lind has the puck find him, and he goes upstairs on Bressois for his 11th of the season. 2 points for Lind, and that turns out to be the game winners. The Barracuda fall tonight by a final score of 3-2 at the hands of the Texas Stars. They are now 5-2 against the Central Division on the year, 2-1 against these Stars. Final shots, 35-34 in favor of the Barracuda. The winning goaltender is Remy Poirier. He improves to 22-16-4 on the year. The losing goaltender, Laurent Bressois, rare blemish with the Cuda. He's now 11-3-1 with San Jose. His five-game winning streak is snapped. He's 14-6-1 on the year, is Bressois. He was by no means the problem tonight. He was very good, was Bressois. Unfortunately, he takes the hard luck loss, and the Barracuda fall tonight by a final score of 3-2. Texas 0-for-6 on the power play. Barracuda have now scored power play goals in six straight games and have killed off 16 consecutive penalties over their last five consecutive games. So special teams, not the issue, but going to the box that much was, because that impacts the Barracuda's approach. It impacts the bench in terms of rotation, in terms of balance, in terms of rolling lines. Some guys aren't on the penalty kill. Some guys aren't, of course, on the power play either. And that can be certainly impacted in the fluidity of the game when you're going to the box as much as the Barracuda did tonight. And I think it turned out to be really costly in the final result. Game link tonight, 2 hours, 30 minutes, 2,952 sought. Let's go over our three stars. The number three stars, Igor Afanasyev for the Barracuda, had a goal. Extended his point streak now to four straight games. Plus one rating for Afanasyev, two shots on net in a couple of penalty minutes. The number two star, Jack Becker. Becker opened up the scoring for the Stars at 3 points tonight. A goal, two assists, plus two rating, was in on all three goals. Five shots on net. He is the number two star, but the number one star, Cole Lind, 13 career goals now against the Barracuda for Lind. First this season against San Jose, first as a member of the Texas Stars. He had 2 points, a goal and assist, plus two rating, and a team-high 6 shots on net for Lind, who always seems to elevate his game whenever he sees teal. He is tonight's number one star. Barracuda will look to get back on track on Saturday in Coachella Valley. We're on the air starting at 5:30 with CUDA Countdown. You can listen live at sjbarracuda.com/listen. You can watch live on AHL TV on Flow Hockey. Barracuda closes out their homestand tonight by falling 3-2 of the hands of the Texas Stars. These teams will close out their 4-game season series in this building next Tuesday, so the Barracuda have a chance for a little bit of retribution and a rebuttal as they come back home to begin a 4-game homestand starting on Tuesday. Tonight's final score, the Texas Stars 2, the Barracuda 2. That'll do it for our broadcast coverage. We'd like to thank everybody who joined us tonight, whether they listened or they watched. We hope you join us again on Saturday. But until then, I'm Dick Nolenberger saying so long and good night from Texas Arena in San Jose.
You've been listening to San Jose Barracuda Hockey. San Jose Barracuda Hockey is brought to you by Kaiser Permanente, by TechCU, by Bloom Energy, by DEFCON, and by Royal Coach. This broadcast is the exclusive property of the San Jose Barracuda and the Sharks Audio Network. Any reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions, accounts, or depictions of this game without the express written consent of the San Jose Barracuda and the American Hockey League is strictly prohibited. All rights reserved.